This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
How many people here have been following me for longer than, let's say, 3 years? Raise your hand. Thank you. So for the people that raise their hands, they have seen so many different things that I've done, whether it's texting. By the way, if you haven't texted me yet, please do. I love that shit. Texting, or Snap, or Vine, or podcast, or Ask Gary V Show, or Daily V, or Weekly V, or email, or changing. Like the sheer amount of ideation and strategy shifts and action, I'm just iterating at scale. And what's interesting to me is it's so clear to me that I'm just searching how to say the same 15 to 45 things in as many different ways as possible with the hope that today, by the way, this keynote, right? You've consumed 4 years of it, 2 years of it, hundreds of hours of it, and yet maybe it is just us being in the same place with, that's why I want to do Q&A. There's nothing I'm about to say that you haven't heard from me. You know, I'm like fucking Aerosmith. Like, I'm gonna play the same fucking song, you know exactly what's coming. You know exactly, there's no fucking surprises tonight, El Paso. There's no surprises. It's very consistent. It is, are you bringing value to an audience that compels them to do something that you want? The reason nobody's growing, why am I not growing? Because every post you put out is selfish. Nobody gives a fuck that you bought a new fucking outfit. Like, I was at the Super Bowl this weekend, like 8,000 people are like, Gary, I can't fucking grow, is Instagram broken? I'm like, no, you're broken. You're gonna post 6 pictures during this Super Bowl, one with a Hall of Famer, one with a rapper, one at a cool party. Nobody gives a fuck. The reason so many people are consuming less is because you don't want the FOMO that you're not at the Super Bowl with Lil Yachty. Like, I don't understand how people don't get this. We live in a deeply selfish state of trying to flex in front of people, which brings that person absolutely no value. Every single post I put out, I'm like, why would somebody look at this? What is in it for you? Why would you like this? Why is this good for you? I'm gonna fly private home tonight. You're not gonna see that photo. You see none of those photos. People posting photos of them flying private does dick for you.
Yeah.
What are you trying to tell me? That you can afford a nice outfit? Like, what are you doing? So, this is one big game of self-awareness, self-confidence, and insecurity. Where do you have those three things mapped? Do you even understand what you're good at? Because I'm 44, and being an entrepreneur sucked shit 20 years ago. Nobody wanted to be it. If you were it, you were a loser. The word barely exists. Now it's cool as fuck. Now you're a fucking great student. You're a great operator. You were destined to be a tremendous lawyer or COO, but no, you have to have the Uber of fucking Taos. Like, everybody's got their own idea. Like, you're gonna start the next big brand, right? Like, this is what happens. We go through cycles, so are you self-aware? Like, do you actually understand what makes you happy and what are you good at? And then you just have to start asking yourself, like, can you get out of the thing that almost everyone's stuck in, which is living their life based on somebody else's opinion? Whether that's the masses, because listen, every one of us had some level of adversity in our childhood which led to a chip on our shoulder. Whether you were given too much and you wanna like make pretend you weren't put on third base, that's a chip. Or you were given so little that you fucking have to climb. Like, everyone's coming from that place, and it just becomes one humongous fucking game of high school, and you're still 32 years old, 29 years old, 44 years old, 64 years old, acting like we're still fucking in high school, trying to be cool in front of the fucking popular kids. Makes no fucking sense, and it needs to stop. As long as America and most of the rest of the world continues to put money on a pedestal, we will have deep unhappiness. As long as success is predicated on shit you buy, we're gonna fucking lose. We just have to get out of this. We have to get out of it because everyone's like, oh, so much more suicide. It's gotta be social media. It's not. It's the continuous consumerization and having self-worth wrapped up in products and opinions of other people. Instagram isn't leading to depression. You're depressed. Like this cop-out that is the current conversation, like it's this fault. Good news. If you're fucking sad and insecure, you can throw this out. I promise you, you're still gonna be sad as fuck and insecure as fuck. To not make money is to go into an industry that you think there's money in, but you have no interest or knowledge of it. And I see people do that every day. People roll up, Gary, I'm gonna be in social media. I'm like, cool, where are you at? They're like, well, first, I don't have it yet, but it's gonna be huge. I'm like, wait, you don't even use it? No, but you're killing it. I'm like, cool. That's like me rolling up on LeBron and be like, yo, I'm going to the Hall of Fame. You're doing it, and so I'm gonna fucking pick up a basketball and do it. It makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense. So, I don't know, just a lot of swirling, but most of it is the reason you're not posting is you're worried what people are gonna say, and you've decided in your own head, who's gonna listen to me and why would they? That is where I'm at. I am really focused on that. This whole notion of people saying no for themselves before they've even started on some that's how you were parented or that's the environment you grew up in stuff is very, very real to me and something I'm trying to chip away at, which is have the humility to figure out that let the market decide if you're good or not. And more importantly, don't front. Don't talk about shit you don't know. Watching people try to talk about stuff they don't know is wild. Like it's so, like right, think about the shit you actually know something about and then you get into some conversation or you see somebody post about it and you know they don't know, it's like a weird feeling. You don't like them, right? Like you don't like them and I'm watching people trying to fake it. Like fake it till you make it was some 1987 shit. It's a lot harder now because while you're faking, it's getting documented and that's bad. Right? Like the app Byte came out from the people that did Vine and people were rushing to say it was gonna be the next big thing because they were guessing with the hope that it would be so they could show the video in 3 years. But the problem is, what if it's not? Like a lot of people, it's really funny, this one guy, I love reading comments, I get so much information and you obviously get your fair share of hate. This one guy's like, okay, Gary V, like, you keep showing these videos from 10 years ago. First of all, you look like shit, cool. Second of all, you know, like, cool that you're showing this, like, why don't you show all the videos of the stuff you got wrong? So I was like, replied to him, like, bro, it's all there. Why don't you show me the videos of what I got wrong? I'm not gonna talk about Byte the day it comes out and predict it's gonna be the next platform. As a matter of fact, everyone's like, I actually started with it. I actually don't think I see around corners or have intuition. I think it already happened and I'm willing to jump in when it happened and most people are scared to jump into something when it first happened because most people are built on fear. Everyone's like, first of all, I start talking about TikTok, 98% of the reactions are complete cynicism. How much equity do you own in TikTok? Zero, dick. Zero. I'm playing for reputation out here, not fucking a couple of shares to make some money. Zero. And then everyone's like, you're crazy, this is stupid. At the time, they only know their 11-year-old niece is on it. And then like everything that's ever happened to me, a year later, everyone's on it. And then they're like, man, you're so smart, you're a genius. I'm like, I'm not, it already had a fucking billion users on it when I started talking about it. I didn't predict TikTok. It was humongous. It was humongous when I started getting serious about it. Snapchat, when I started talking about it early too, that was the last thing that some of you might have saw before this. It was humongous. I was waiting for DJ Khaled. TikTok, I was waiting for Charlie. I'm waiting for the cultural moment that I know can take it to the next spot. I was on Twitter for a year. It wasn't until Ashton Kutcher went on CNN and challenged CNN to see who got to a million first that's when I knew, okay, here we are. There's always a moment. That's what I'm good at. I may be good at understanding the moment when something's gonna go to that next place. And honestly, I've been able to do that with human beings, not just platforms. So yes, fine, that's a knack. But it's not confusing. My biggest question is, if you're here this evening, which I'm very humbled and grateful for, besides, you know, coming because you appreciate me, which means a lot to me, what means a lot more to me is like, what can I talk about tonight that will actually get you to start doing? This is only a game about doing. Everything we talk about, like, I've given you the black, like, people are like, you never talk about, Gary, you just talk motivational bullshit, like, you don't, give me some fucking strategy, some details. I'm like, I do. I give the, here's the single best piece of advice I could ever give. Watch what I do and do it. I do nothing by accident. There's nothing I'm doing for kicks and giggles. Nothing. Like zero. I want to do texting. It's probably a good idea for you to figure out how to get a text number to do something with. I'm not doing it because it's fun. I'm not doing it because it's clever. I'm not guessing out here so you can make fun of me for doing it in 7 years. So the strategy is basic, contextual, creative, at scale, in places that are underpriced. TikTok and LinkedIn are underpriced. You need no money, zero. You start an account, you make something with your phone, you post it. But Gary, you have a huge team and fucking D-Rock and all this. But I didn't for 7.5 years and I did it all by myself. You don't talk about that. Like, I just, like, help me figure out which excuse you want to use because I'll give you the answer. But way more importantly, help me what you're scared of. You're scared that somebody anonymous is gonna say you don't look good, so it takes you 7 hours of makeup and lighting to get a post up? Because fucking Ricky Pants 7 is gonna say you're ugly? Is that where we're at? Because I'm gonna save you time, that's where we're at.
Fuck you, Ricky.
You know?
Fuck you, Ricky.
Fuck you, Ricky is right. And especially when Ricky's your mom. When Ricky's your mom, that's when it's really fuck you time. The biggest thing I learned by reading these hundreds of thousands of messages is, and it's continuously why I'm so grateful, is right. Unfortunately, like my father, but fortunately for me, not like me, there's a lot of moms out there that make people feel bad. I get it. I've lived it my whole life. I've watched my grandma and my dad's relationship. I know what mine was, which was the opposite. I understand how we're completely different. I know why I'm fearless. I'm not scared of anybody or anything because I'm in my own head, that's where I live, and that's it. It's also why when I get admiration or stopped or all this, I don't hear that either. You're so humble, Gary. It's because I know I don't mean anything. You know what's the most amazing feeling? Is when you think you're the best and you know you mean nothing. That's why I'm so happy. It is. I think I'm great. I think I got a lot in me. I think I can leave some real fucking legacy shit. I'm looking for November 14th to be a national holiday. Yeah. When I die, my birthday. That's right. I'm looking for that shit. That's where I'm aiming. I'm like, fuck it. If Abraham Lincoln can have it, fuck it. I want it too. But I also know that, God forbid, if I'm ghost tomorrow, cool, I'll probably get a solid 8 hours on social of some serious love, and then what? We're living through it right now, one of the great, iconic, like, it's already getting quieter. Show me how much we're talking about Kobe in 60 days. Life moves on. Life moves on. That's just the world. No matter who you are, that's how it goes, right? When you think about the legacy of all the people we admire over the last decade, right? You get to the Oscars and this stuff and they play Remember and you're like, oh shit, right? Right? So like, that's the power. Like, what makes me roll, my fuel is humility. You see the bravado in the way I communicate, that's fucking Jersey. Right. I can't help that I'm from Jersey. That's Jersey. That's where I get that from. But let that not confuse the words that are coming out of my mouth. This is about humility. Of course it's easy to navigate when you're not worried about other people's opinions. Of course. The biggest reason so many of you struggle with negative feedback is you over are excited when you get positive feedback. That's the unlock, my friends. The unlock is what's made you vulnerable is the addiction to the positive reinforcement. You're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, you're ugly. That's devastating. You're so great, you're so great, you're so great. You make a bad decision in business, you go back a step, you fucking are a loser, we knew you were bullish. You got it? It's that. It's really fun. I'm telling you guys, help me. Come with me on this fucking journey. Put your two fucking index fingers in your ear, hear nothing from nobody ever, and fucking live in happiness forever. And let there be no confusion. I do not sit up here naive, and I do not understand that that's not so easy if your whole framework was always to get affirmation. I'm just telling you the unlock. Whether that's therapy, whether that's running, whether that's yoga, whether that's a different diet, whether that's cutting out people in your life that are trying to tear you down and always will, because misery loves company is a saying for a fucking reason. And so I don't know what you are or what it is, but I promise you this. The second you surround yourself with optimism instead of negativity, good shit happens. And it's funny to watch cynical, negative people when I talk about this. Gary, nah, I'm just keeping it real. I'm like, real fucking negative, dick. You're keeping it real fucking negative. I think the most disgusting trait in a human being is cynicism. It's devastating. If you look at everything with like, what's gonna go wrong? Like, what are they up to? How are they gonna get, like, it's a devastating way to live. I love when people let me down. I don't know if it, what was it, Bronx Tale? Is that the one where the fucking mobster tells the kid that kid owes him, right? Is that it?
$20.
Yeah, bro, that's the best fucking scene ever. I live my life that way. I love when people fucking let me down. I'm like, good, next. Like people are so insecure. Like, oh, that person got me. He didn't get you, she didn't get you, they got themselves. You're in control of never doing anything with them again. I give trust from the second I meet you. I trust every single person in here on some real shit. And then I watch for you to take it away. Old school, all the old school Russians around me, they're like, you gotta earn trust. I'm like, why? Why don't you give it to them first and go the other way? Everyone's on fucking defense. Everyone's fucking scared. What? You got caught? You got clowned? Based on who? The person that does wrong shit is the clown. You're strong. You're strong when you give somebody love and respect up front. You know how fucking strong I am? There's nobody beating me out here on emotional shit. I'm serious. I'm giving you everything I got. I watch people navigate, it makes me laugh. I saw this kid interact with another kid on Twitter making jokes that he consumes all my content, repackages it, and sells it for $99 ebooks and made $1 million in 2 years. And he's like, I'm tricking Gary. I'm like, you're not tricking shit, dick. You're not tricking me. It's not coming out of my pocket. I'm like, you gotta live with that. I'm not worried about that. Copy more. I'm in your fucking brain. I'm in your fucking brain. You can take the $1 million. I'll continue to fucking puppet you. That's more interesting. Like I don't understand what people are thinking. Like, my friends, kindness is strength. Empathy is strength. Gratitude is strength.